I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad to have you with us today. Bring back our girls. 2 years later, that global hashtag campaign is still a hope, not a reality. 2 years ago today, 276 girls were kidnapped from a school in Chibok, northern Nigeria. They were taken hostage by the Islamist group Boko Haram. Since then, dozens of these girls have managed to escape, but more than 200 of them are still missing. That's despite the hashtag, the international attention, and repeated promises by the Nigerian government to free the girls. There is fresh hope, though, in the form of a video. I asked my BBC colleague Nkem Ifejika to tell me about that. We reached him out on the streets of Yola, Nigeria.
The American news network CNN has been able to get hold of a video which purports to show 15 of the kidnapped girls. They asked their names. The video has been shown to some parents who do recognize the girls. It was apparently made as a proof of life video for any potential negotiation with the Nigerian government. The Nigerian government says that it's trying to verify the authenticity of the video. But as happened last year and as happened the year before, about 2 weeks after the girls were kidnapped, people in Abuja, the capital, marched on Aso Rock, which is where the president lives. They went to make their demands, which has been constant for the past 2 years, because this particular group, the Bring Back Our Girls group, they made the same demand they made last year and the year before, which was that the authorities find those girls and return them back to their parents.
Who released that video, and does it tell us anything about the Chibok girls that we didn't already know?
It doesn't really say much, especially if you cannot verify when that video was taken. If it was indeed taken in December of last year, that is a very strong indication that the girls are still alive, even though there have been suggestions that they've been married off and they've been scattered across the region to Chad, Niger, Cameroon. So in terms of what it actually tells us, perhaps not much. But what it does do for the parents, and the parents that I've spoken to in the past, is it gives them hope, because that's all they've been able to latch onto for the past couple of years, because they've got nothing else. There hasn't been any concrete evidence about the whereabouts of the girls, and hope is what they've always had. And now that hope shines even brighter.
And Kim, there have been lots of other Nigerian girls kidnapped, and some of them have been released. Have those cases helped authorities in zeroing in on the Chibok girls?
Here is the irony of the Chibok girls. The fact that the international community and campaigners within Nigeria made a lot of noise, as it were, and I don't mean that in a derogatory fashion. The fact that they brought it to the world's attention that these girls had been kidnapped, in a sense, made them more valuable to Boko Haram. And Boko Haram would have been reluctant to let them go, perhaps holding onto them as a bargaining chip. Now, with regard to other girls being kidnapped, they're kidnapped in an almost haphazard manner to do things like run the camps, you know, cook food. So there are practical reasons very often. There might be some kind of intelligence which can be gleaned from whatever it is they tell the authorities. But in terms of the wider picture, perhaps not much. And here's the thing. The Chibok girls, 213 of them remain missing. The number of people who've been kidnapped by Boko Haram over the past few years number in the thousands. So the Chibok girls, I suppose, are some kind of symbol which people can latch onto to explain and to understand what is a bigger and wider phenomenon. But quite often, the Chibok girls fade into the background.
My BBC colleague Nkem Ifejika speaking with us from Yola, Nigeria. Let's turn now to Ama Ogan. She's a Nigerian journalist based in South Africa, and she's been keeping a sort of vigil for the missing Chibok girls by writing regular columns about them. Her latest marks this two-year anniversary of their abduction. It's titled Chibok Girls 2 Years in Mind and Still Counting. I asked Ama Ogan for her reaction to the new proof of life video we just heard about.
The girls shown on the video look healthy. They look well physically. I was not clear about, it's a small group of the girls compared to the full number. So it's heartening to see that they look so well physically, but there's still so many questions not answered about what their status is, where the rest of them are.
You know, Ama, I'd just like to revisit a few lines you've written over the past 2 years as you've thought about these abductions and tried to wake people up to what's been done or what's not been done. 2 months after the abduction, you wrote, the girl's story has drawn the attention of the world from New York to Cannes. Movie stars, first ladies, school children have tweeted and protested, holding up banners. That, of course, was the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, and no less a figure than Michelle Obama reached out to the world. Noticeably, a month later when you were writing, no mention of Bring Back Our Girls. Do you think the international outrage, in your mind anyway, it lasted only a month?
Well, this is the world we live in. I mean, there's a new outrage that overtakes every week. And it seems to be the way things function now, that something happens, it's big news, everybody makes a lot of noise about it, and then something else takes over. I think there is a value to that kind of campaign, and it's important. But you can't expect to be the most important issue on everybody's mind every day, all the time.
How have these kidnappings, though, played kind of into the minds of Nigerians?
Nigerians were shocked and saddened. I think it's a story that would make anybody weep, really. The idea that young girls at a school getting ready to sit for their final exams would be abducted in the middle of the night. And I would say that for the most part, Nigerians were shocked and saddened by it. People were ashamed of it. They felt, how could this happen? And we must do something about it.
9 months on since the Chibok girls were abducted, and the question is, you write, will some Chibok couples be grandparents without knowing it? Can you explain that?
These abductions have led to forced marriages and rape. These are the reports we've had. And the Chibok abductions were not the first. Boko Haram had been carrying on this kind of campaign, I think almost up to 2 years before the Chibok girls occurred. A number of newspapers in Nigeria that had run stories on women who'd escaped, and the girl who had escaped spoke about their experiences being forced into marriage. So it seemed to me that given what had happened to these Chibok girls, we could not discount the fact that they may have been treated in the same way, especially since a leader of Boko Haram announced that shortly after they had been taken that they would marry them off and convert them to Islam.
Amma, as a Nigerian writer in South Africa, how often in the past 2 years have you found yourself placing yourself in the shoes of those Chibok parents?
I'm a mother. I have two daughters. I don't know how you cannot place yourself in that position and think, how would I feel? What would I be doing if after 2 years I haven't seen my daughter? I don't know what's happened to her.
So, Amma, I know you're a parent, but can you explain why you were so taken and sucked into the story from the very start, from day one?
I don't know how you can't be. I don't know how you can't be. I was living outside Nigeria, and I suppose sometimes when you're outside looking in, things have a particular sharpness for you. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I don't know that I'm any more involved in it than other people who have taken this up as a crusade. I'm somebody who's trying to urge people to, you know, keep on focusing on it and hoping that something will be done, something effective and conclusive.
Amma Ogun is a journalist based in Johannesburg. She's been following the case of the kidnapped girls from Chibok since they were taken exactly 2 years ago today. Amma, great to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.